waiting to be arrested. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News, and former President Trump believes it'll happen on Tuesday. In a post on Truth Social, Mr. Trump alluded to illegal leaks from the Manhattan DA's office.
We are told that the Democrat district attorney there, Alvin Bragg, is asking for a meeting with local authorities specifically to prepare for any potential indictment that's coming down the pipeline. Now, this deals with a case involving alleged hush money payments to former adult film actress Stormy Daniels. She maintained she had an extramarital affair with the former president. It's something he has denied.
Fox's David Spunt, the former president, is calling on his supporters to protest. Despite an arrest warrant from the International Criminal Court, Russia's president is on the move. Vladimir Putin visited Crimea today. The territory was annexed from Ukraine 9 years ago. Most of the world denounced the action as illegal. Hundreds of protesters are under arrest in France, most of them in Paris, where rocks were thrown and cars were set on fire.
The chaos comes after French President Emmanuel Macron and his government forced through a change to the pension program, upping the retirement age 2 years from 62 to 64 for many workers, but without a vote.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard. Tweaking America's beloved entitlements will likely be debated during the next presidential election.
Republican presidential candidate and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley said at a recent town hall that we should raise the age at which one qualifies for entitlement programs for those who are currently in their 20s. Social Security and part of Medicare are headed toward insolvency over the next decade.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. A deadly shooting interrupted spring break in Miami Beach last night. Police say one person was killed. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another heartbreaking loss due to an overdose of fentanyl.
23-year-old Kiara A. Johnson of Fort Wayne was arrested after officers found her 2-year-old son and 3-year-old daughter unconscious in a bathtub with the shower running. Johnson was trying to revive the children after they ingested pills laced with fentanyl that were scattered on a bed along with bags of marijuana. The little boy died, and now his mother is facing 29 years in prison. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
U.S. officials have tied the fentanyl crisis to China and Mexico, but Mexico's president has a different take.
Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador claims American families are at fault for the fentanyl crisis. The Mexican president made the statement during a news briefing, blaming a lack of hugs and embraces for the surge of fentanyl in the U.S.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. In the coming days, classes could be canceled in Los Angeles.
Following nearly a year of negotiations, members of SEIU Local 99 voting to approve a strike that would take place on March 21st through March 23rd. The union, consisting of thousands of Los Angeles Unified School District special education assistants, custodians, and bus drivers, among other workers. They're calling for equitable wage increases, more full-time work, and better treatment. LAUSD Superintendent Alberto Carvalho saying the strike will make it practically impossible to keep schools open and that the union had received an historic offer. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Parents of public school students in Houston are concerned about a pending state takeover. Houston is the largest school district in Texas, but not the lowest performing. Officials say intervention is necessary for multiple reasons, though. The takeover is expected by June. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.